And hello and welcome to another edition of the Type 1 Radio Lounge, broadcasting here on type1radio.com. I'm Sonic. Who is with me tonight, people? Say hello.
Gang's all
here. We give up. Tell us.
This is the first, for our American friends, it's 10-1. Today, and that marks a black moon.
Oh.
Do you know why it's a black moon?
No, that was last night.
No, in this country, it's today.
Really?
Huh. Yeah. Okay. Well, according to my lunar calendar, it is. And the reason why it's a black moon is because there's been two new moons in September.
Ah, that's right, because it's new moon today.
Yeah. So it would have been
it's the opposite of a blue moon.
The opposite of a blue
moon. Right, which is two full moons in a month. Yeah.
No, two new moons in a month.
No, but a blue moon is two full moons in a month.
Oh, right.
Right. So it's the opposite.
So do you think that there would be some rituals going on in the inner temples of the city of London this weekend with regard to this lunar spectacular?
We can only speculate because we have no evidence to present. Well, possibly.
And I didn't get any invitational emails or anything, so.
So that clearly means there isn't.
Nothing in the spam box.
Well, no, there was definitely, as reported by myself last week, there's definitely some noodlings going on today. Like, today there's...
Noodlings, did you say?
Yeah,
then?
I said noodlings, yeah.
Oh.
For, I don't know, it was a loose term by a loose tongue. But today's the day, as reported last week, when the great censorship of YouTube begins with the introduction of the YouTube heroes to say, well, we're not having that, but that's a cat video that can stay. So it was just one of
Has
them things.
Begun, did you say?
Well, from the 1st of October, it was gone and so on.
So,
I was sort of looking at new moons and
YouTube
all the rest of it.
YouTube soon to be cat tube.
Soon to be cat tube,
YouTube,
yeah.
YouTube soon to be cat tube.
Yeah.
Well, and we've YouTube. Got this whole ICANN transfer of control of, quote, the internet from U.S. to, so that takes effect tonight.
Yeah, there you go. So they're obviously looking
so
at the
it remains to be seen
10-1.
How that's going to play out, yeah.
Yeah. Well, 10-1 sort of definitely seems to be taking
11.
On a significance, yeah. 11. And also, it's just...
Leading up to 10-13, you know, you've got
10-13
transfer of internet power. Is that to do with website, you know, people issuing web domains out? The ICANN transfer.
Yeah. But there's more to it than that. But that's the named function in the title of yeah.
So is this a rollout of Internet of Things, where more bodies are going to be able to issue these proxy data server numbers, you know, which is what the addresses, the web addresses will be, you know, to go to your fridge and your TV, your lamps.
Any of y'all have any peculiarities with the functioning of your internet? Because over the last week here, there have been just a whole bunch of times when would go to a link, something that you know, gets visited quite often, but it wouldn't come up properly. It would come up like with just a stripped down amount of stuff, like all text stuff. The imagery wouldn't come up, the colors, but that happened a whole bunch of times. And
what, just
there
you,
was
or,
no
or
slowdown.
The people is...
That, couldn't that could
couldn't
just
tell
just,
you. That's why I'm asking if you guys noticed anything. We
no,
did.
No, that could be just your Java thing.
Yeah, and also could be some cookie that's in your server, you know, in your computer that's diverting the site through it. So it's just I've had that in the past before I upgraded my internet. It seemed to do that quite a lot. So did find just clearing it all out and refreshing your router as well. Always
you on a Wi-Fi server, Swam?
Well, we have Wi-Fi available, but I'm hardwired to the routers.
Oh, okay.
My system is.
Because if you don't, it'd be hardwired, it tends to be a lot better. More data gets through the view, so.
You were talking about the Internet of Things there.
Yep.
And it brought to mind something that's happening locally here, where when you take your not refuse, because that the lorry comes around for that, but we call it taking things to the dump, and it's just like a municipal area where if you're doing a clean out of your garden or your house or something, any like big
stuff that's not
big rubbish.
Stuff that's not considered household trash.
Yeah, you can take along to the sort of this place. Anyway, I've noticed that the one down towards Shoreham Way, now if you've renovated your house and done decorating and taken all the tiles off your wall and put new things up and taken the cupboards out, now if you take that kind of stuff down to the dump, you're going to have to pay for it. And there are other kind of restrictions on what you can actually put in there.
Car tiles and stuff like
that. Yeah.
It's generally stuff that can't be recycled.
Mm.
So they're no charging, for the disposal.
Mm.
They've been doing that here at landfills. They've been doing that here, and it's gotten real expensive. Once upon a time, you just, load your pickup truck and go to the dump and dump it out and drive away, and there was no money change hands at all. And now it's like over $100 to dump a pickup truck full of, crap.
But they don't give you money. They don't give you any money when you take stuff that they can make money from. So, that seems a little bit odd.
Mm. I know, it's odd. Like one of the big things is charged for car tiles.
Yeah.
But if they would only just think outside the box, they can reuse car tiles in so many ways. They can use them for shingles for your
planter.
House. It can be used for roof tiles. Planters.
Yeah.
More stuff. They just don't want to just cost money to recycle stuff, so they're not going to do it.
Yeah.
Unless you...
You
could chuck them in a volcano, and then that would
recycle
it back into the earth. That's what they should
do
with all the rubbish.
Just, make tires out of hemp, and they would not only last a long time, but they'd be a lot more biodegradable. Well, actually biodegradable.
Yeah.
Oh, what were the?
Hemp. So many uses.
Yeah. Well, what about using the flying car thing with the propulsion stuff?
What, Tesla technology cars?
Yeah. Well,
of course.
That's still moving parts,
what
isn't
the...
it?
Well, free energy cars. That would be great. See, they have the technology, and they're using it for military purposes. Wouldn't it be great if we could all use it?
The Tesla car, it doesn't have any moving parts in its engine. It's just the battery's just under. It's just the fuel cell underneath. That's why. That's why they're so heavy, because it's.
It's a giant battery on wheels.
Yeah,
but it's got wheels. They're talking. I'm talking about like the
a hover.
The plasma
thing.
Technology that.
That's a technicality, that. Of course a car's got to have moving parts.
It's got to have windscreen wipers. They're going to move.
Yeah. How are you going to get that bird shit off?
Yeah.
Well, and now in these driverless cars, they seem to have that wonderful new feature, intermittent steering.
And kill mode.
What's that?
They appear to have as well, don't they? At least one person's been killed by someone driving
yeah.
it.
Oh
or
God.
Not driving it.
Driving it, yeah.
A driverless car has killed someone.
Yeah.
Is
somebody
that,
was in the driverless
why
car.
Why should we not be surprised by that, for fuck's sake?
Yeah.
Excuse my language.
I don't,
of course that's what's going to happen. I might as well, you know, you should let five-year-old children drive cars in that case.
Have I ever mentioned...
Yeah.
Have I ever mentioned on Type 1 before that I've actually been a part in a car that was driverless? But there was a driver in it, but this old dude who took me to the paint shop one day insisted he showed me this car parking itself. And it took fucking three quarters of an hour to park itself. And I was like, mate.
Did it really?
But you had to find the right parking space for it so it could do it. So I think it was like,
oh,
it
could do it in a dodgy
sake.
Bit or on a slope or something.
I'm the kind of guy who drives at, you know, 30 miles an hour on a 5 mile an hour zone just to get the first parking space available that's nearest to the shop. I'm not really interested in the car parking itself. I can do it myself, thank you very much. And it was a harrowing experience because it just took ages, and it was some lady going, put the car, because you've got to do the gears yourself. It doesn't do the gears for you. You have to sort of, and it tells you, put the car in reverse.
Oh, really?
Put the car, yeah. So you have to actually sort of listen to instructions and do it. And in that time, you could have just done it and been and gone in the time to do it.
That is actually pointless, isn't it?
A bit, yeah. I said that to the guy. I said,
right. What are you saving by doing that, you know?
And his excuse was, he just laughed and said, oh, I just wanted to show you. And I said, yeah, well, it's frightening. And he's going, yeah, that's what I thought you'd say. And I was like, why did you do it? We argued all the way into the
job. It's frightening and it's shit.
Yeah.
Get back to the drawing board.
And another thing to break and need to go to the shop for.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. It's just another one of those stupid things that they get us talking about and discussing, which have absolutely no relevance to anything.
Yep. A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. That's the theme for tonight's show.
Okay, I'll bear it in mind.
This is in honour of our glorious leader, Theresa May, whose birthday is today. Is it Julie Andrews' birthday as well?
Julie Andrews' birthday, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think Theresa May sounds good.
Yeah.
Yes, that's why. Okay. It's Julie Andrews' birthday.
Well, didn't you read the message just then, you know?
Yeah, but I thought you meant because I thought you were alluding to it being Theresa May's birthday. Right, so Theresa May's diabetic, not Julie Andrews.
There we go.
It was like a dig in the ribs to Theresa May. Here's a spoonful of sugar, you diabetic.
No, Nick, we don't condone that behaviour. behaviour here.
You think it,
well, no, we did.
No. Was it a veiled kind of description of cocaine in those days, do you think she was talking about?
Or is that...
could have well have been.
I might... That, no, no, that's... Surely not. Surely not in that
Mary Poppins.
Children's iconic film.
Mary Poppins.
Surely she wasn't talking about cocaine.
Or maybe it was paedophilia.
Well, have any of you at any point in your life utilized a spoonful of sugar along with medication?
No.
Yes, I have.
Well,
I have. Yes, indeed,
that's
I have.
True.
I would like to.
Lemon, honey, and water for when you've got
a
cold.
When I was a small child, when I was at what we call primary school over here, what was that? Is that grade school in
first
the States?
School, something
uh-huh.
like that.
What's the first school you go to after kindergarten?
Grade school. Yeah, it's like grade first school, through yeah, sixth grade.
Yeah, well, that would be a year equivalent of grade school would be what we call primary school over here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it.
I clearly remember this doctor and nurse coming round with a tray full of sugar cube lumps
polio.
With polio vaccinations on it. And
oh, right, yep.
I had two. two of them. Which is,
regretting that
you're
now.
You're double safe.
Yeah, so you got the double dose of the cancer vaccine.
So fucking, yeah. I'm fucked, basically. But funnily enough, Fire Chick and I, in our early blossoming years of romance, went off to Thailand in the late 80s. And the doctor whom Fire Chick was registered with, and we both went to him for our vaccination shots that were mandatory to get a visa to enter a Southeast Asia country. What was it? Diphtheria and...
Oh, I can't remember.
It was fucking vile. I remember being ill for like a couple of days after that.
Yeah.
And the good old doctor, who was a bit of a, you know, a bit of a classic old sort of, oh, yes, I'm your doctor.
Spectacles
and,
on the end of his
nose.
You
know, all these kind of stethoscope around his neck and all the rest of it. He said, oh, you might want to consider having a polio vaccination also. When was the last time you had one? And he said, because the last 25 years, and we worked out that it was probably 25 years to the day since I was at school and had this vaccination. He said, well, you better have one anyway. And I said, well, I had two at the time. He's going, oh, that doesn't matter. I have one anyway. And we had another one.
Oh.
So we had all the...
In our naive youth.
Yeah. It was funny.
You had three of them.
So I've had three sugar cubes, yeah.
He did.
So the answer to your question, Swami, would be yes, I have had a little bit of sugar to help the medicine go down. Well, I don't know if vaccinations count as medicines, what they do, don't they? Loosely term.
Not anymore.
Not really. No.
No, vaccinations are very...
Well, yes, but okay.
That's
okay.
Inoculation.
What this Swami was inquiring about was, have you ever... Not when the cube of sugar is the delivery device, utilized a spoonful of table sugar for any reason surrounding, prior to, in between, or following taking a medication. That just seems like a very strange thing. I know it's part of the song, but is this something anyone is really doing? That's what I was curious about.
No.
Well, that's maybe why it's alluring to coke.
I mean, I can see the analogy in it, sort of thing, you know, having maybe something like some cough syrup is often sweet, wasn't it?
Right.
So if you had a cough syrup that was like easier to take than, because if you bite into a paracetamol, for instance, that's not a pleasant taste. So you would therefore have a drink of water or drink a juice or something to make the paracetamols go down without tasting them.
I used to have to take some banana flavored cough or medicine or something.
The banana flavored.
It was great. I'm thinking now, what the fuck was in that?
yeah.
That they have to make it look like banana milkshake for kids to take.
I used to wish they wouldn't put any flavourings in because they all tasted hideous. None of them taste like, if it was chocolate flavouring, it never tasted like chocolate.
Yeah, it's never chocolate.
Just tasted like chocolate flavouring. Eek, not nice.
A chocolate-like substance.
Yes, exactly. Could be poo.
Brown, yeah.
And now people buy medicated flavored drinks like Red Bull. You know, that has that sort of medical taste, doesn't it?
Ugh, Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, I like Dr. Pepper, though.
No, I can't.
No.
It's not like proper root beer, though, is it?
No. What are those sweets, though, as well? Cough candies. That's a good example, actually, because clearly cough candies have got a cough.
What about ultraviolet?
Dentine.
Yeah.
I used to dentine for a while. I used to eat a whole box in one go.
Yeah, it always used to remind me of germaline.
And root beer.
Following on in last week's revelation about the Southend reporter or bulletin. Remember that, Nick?
We were actually talking about that off air.
Oh, were we? Beg your pardon. Well, have you seen the Brighton one? Someone's done a Brighton one.
No.
Yeah.
So what, you can give a headline from the Brighton Bulletin.
Police issue caution in Kemp Town. Police issue caution to a Kemp Town resident after reporting his drug dealer to trading standards. A Brighton man had been kept waiting for hours on the street corner after purchasing £60 worth of marijuana. he was considered waiting for like taking so long. And there's also, we have a delivery. I don't know if we have this nationwide or if it's just a Brighton thing, but it's something called Deliveroo. Have you seen these guys on the bicycles?
Yeah, it's nationwide.
It's nationwide, is it, right? Well, a top Brighton, Brighton's top delivery cyclist test positive for performance enhancing substances. So, and then there was, I think this is actually a real story.
Did you see that in the Argus?
Well, somebody told me they saw it in the Argus that when
Maybe they thought it was the Argus, but it was this.
But the I-360, which for our American friends and other people not resident in Brighton.
It's glass, but has no doors or windows, apart from the door that you enter at.
Yeah, and it's a sealed unit that goes 360 feet up in the air, and you can get panoramic views of the sea. And
Does it go 360 feet up?
I think that's what it's called, the I-360.
Well, I thought it was 360 because you've got a 360-degree
It's a double-edged sword. It's also 360 feet tall. Is that not right, Nick?
Okay.
No, I think it's taller than that. I think it's about 430, but you don't necessarily go right up to the top.
No, you don't. It stops short, doesn't it? Yeah,
so...
Anyway, there was a story that a couple of friends of mine, colleagues of mine were telling me about. It got stuck up there, and it was up there for 2 hours. And given that this thing has no windows that you can open and no sort of, it should have.
Well, it must be aircon and ventilation, otherwise they'd all die in there.
But when they were up there was some old gentleman who was...
Flatulent,
yeah. And the other people who were in the thing that was complaining that there was no toilets for this poor old gentleman to go to, and he was actually stinking the place out because obviously you can't open the window. But now that could be.
Well, there's a bar. There's a bar there. There's a bar here, but has no toilet. So it sells alcohol to people that wee out really quickly, but don't have any. Well, that's because the expected time going up and down is about 10 minutes. So I think it was just really unfortunate that the, I think in the space of 2 or 3 days, it had got stuck about 4 times.
Sorry, did you say that the time of it going up and down is about 20 minutes?
10 minutes,
right. So people can't go without a drink for 10 minutes. They have to put a bar in it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
maybe they should have a toilet, but just have a glass toilet.
I think that's what it is anyway, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's just ridiculous. Yeah. 10 minutes and put a bar
in. They say that it's a 20-minute, in inverted commas, flight. You know how they call it a flight when it's not really.
You're
going through security, and then waiting for it to get on. The whole thing is like 20 minutes, so it's quite.
You have to go through really security to get on.
Yeah, you have to, your bags checked and stuff.
Oh, for God's sake!
Well, it is owned by British Airways, after all. Yeah,
surprised they don't give you a naked body scan to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, TSA. Yeah.
That's next year's improvement.
Yeah. Oh, that's just ridiculous, isn't it? Just getting people used to doing that kind of thing again.
Do you need your passport to go on it?
Ridiculous.
No, because you're not going out of the country.
Yeah, but you're leaving the atmosphere, aren't you? Terra firma.
You're not leaving the country going to. Well, I suppose.
Not yet.
Yeah, but they still say you should.
The cafe's nice. Well, the cafe's nice.
What, one below?
Yeah.
I thought it was a bit expensive.
No, the one above. The one on the same level, on the street level.
Oh, right. Okay.
It's got. Which is. You know, on one side is the ticket office in the sort of rehashed.
Yeah.
Version, and then on the other side it's got the same what used to be the rock shop, and inside is a little coffee shop. That's quite nice.
Right, okay.
And I think that's a little bit cheaper and has got a lot more cake option, which I would enjoy.
Spoonful of sugar, eh, Nick?
Has it got any donuts?
No, it's got a meringue though.
A meringue, right?
Oh, you know, last week, this Swami made mention of Florida bumping up the level of allowable percentage of cancer-causing chemicals. You recall?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Making mention. I've got the story on that. It was actually more than 24 different chemicals that they bumped up the allowable amount that can be in your drinking water if you're in Florida now.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. And that's on top of the spraying of the bug spraying.
Oh, yeah, that's without the Zika stuff. Mm. This really, what this does is it sets it up so there can be a boom in the fracking industry. That was the purpose of these higher maximum allowable levels, so that some of the chemical byproducts produced by the fracking, like benzene and, you know, other enes and things are part of the process and will now be found in greater percentages in the aquifers and that, even though these things are known carcinogens and such, but That's how much they love you.
And isn't Florida pretty flat? Yes.
If there's any sort of a flooding situation, Florida will be most likely the first thing completely covered, because it's barely above sea level anywhere in Florida.
Looking on a map on the on Google Maps, the road that links the the Florida Keys, they just look like, why would you live there? Because that is like, you are, if that road goes down, you are fucked. Unless you've got a boat,
right.
You ain't
getting back without a boat ride or a plane or something. You know, well, there ain't going to be a plane because there ain't nowhere to land on them little islands. You know, you got to have a helicopter or take a long boat ride.
I don't know if this is related, but they've given I just noticed a small story, which I forgot to bookmark, that they've allowed fracking water to be released into the Gulf of Mexico this week. Have you seen that story? I suppose it's around Miami, stuff like that. Around Florida, rather. Because the Gulf of Mexico is pretty much all the way around, isn't it?
Big.
Yeah, it's all the way around from Texas. Well, from Mexico round to Texas, round to Florida. But I did notice that they've given legal clearance for the sluice off water to be dumped into the Gulf of Mexico, which, you know, hasn't been without
that'll
it.
That'll add
to the ash belt.
To the deep water horizon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, big new movie out now.
Yeah, I know. What's all that about? Is that in movie?
Yeah.
But
Kurt
these
Russell's
things
in
are done to mask over, because people will just watch that and just think that that's real, or not necessarily real, but like a true story.
Yeah,
right.
Isn't that thing still pumping out into the sea now?
I haven't heard anything to say that it's stopped.
Right.
I mean, another related story to that is that the dumping sort of other chemical shit into, or the stuff they're trying to fight Fukushima with, has also just been dumped into the sea willy-nilly. You know, the sort of contaminants from the what they're trying to fight, the contaminants of the reactor sort of problem. Just so much.
Did you see did you see the story of the whales being beached in Devon?
I thought I seen a story about Germany. In northern Germany, sperm whale. Is it two sperm whales? Is that the story you're relating to?
Yeah. Just let me look. There was definitely ones in Wales.
Yeah, there was definitely one
in
Germany.
Devon, sorry. Badly decomposed body of a huge 50-foot long fin whale washes up on the beach in Devon in Dawlish, I think.
Yeah, 50-foot sperm whale, it says here.
And sparking fears it could explode! Oh, whale bomb!
Yeah.
Oh, poor thing, though.
Famous story.
That's massive.
I think that was in Miami, like in the 70s, wasn't it, when that one exploded? Have you ever seen that? The whale beached on there, and they couldn't find a way to get rid of it, so they just blew it up, and it ended up fucking splattering everybody with blubber and blood. And
oh.
Which can be found on YouTube if you want
to
look up that.
No, thank you.
How common is it to have whales swimming around Devon area?
Yeah, Devon, it's not really a whale area. Nobody thought, but it is by the sea. So.
Yeah, that's what this Swami was going to ask. Are there generally whales hanging out around y'all shore there?
Yeah, we get the odd You get the odd sort of little, but they're only little things. Not like it's not known as a whale area, United Kingdom, but you do get them. Like in my hometown, in the estuary of the Clyde, there was, just when I was born, there was a whale that sort of washed up on the shore and it absolutely stank the town out for a couple of months one summer in 1964.
Remember a couple of years ago that there was the whale that got...
in the Thames.
Taken up the Thames.
Yeah. See, again, that could be just... So definitely around. I mean, there was that... Was it last summer there was one in the North?
Something's going on.
Yeah.
I mean, in the story that I'm looking at for Germany, and they're linking it also to the one in England, but they're suggesting that, they're making the inference that it's because they have, or that they have plastics and car parts in their stomachs. And so they're making a big deal of that. But it does actually say in the article that that's not why they died.
Mm.
So...
No, because surely it's got something to do with the navigational things, and then they're getting trapped in shallow water. You know, Wi-Fi and stuff like that, the electromagnetic frequency range is directly affecting their travel. You know, their inner sat nav.
Definitely. The radar. Yeah, I think that's a very valid point, that the naval technology, whosoever it may be, maybe not even naval, but just military technology is affecting their directional things. Because it happens to birds as well, doesn't it? You suddenly get flocks of birds dropping. Mm-hmm. And there was all those deer a few weeks ago, weren't there, that suddenly died, supposedly of a lightning strike. Hello?
Yeah.
That's very odd.
Yeah, that hits them all at the same time.
Yeah. And some of them, like, had their heads severed.
And what was the report saying? It's because they were standing close together. But no one in a fucking tube train has ever been in lightning.
Well, that's and they bad, were, but nobody...
Looking at the bodies... Looking at the
humans.
Bodies, they were quite far away, weren't they? They were quite far away from
quite a distance that you see all the bodies. It wasn't just two that were standing together, or even just a group of three or four. So no, they're testing something out, aren't they?
Yeah.
And I remember around the time of the Haiti earthquake that there was mention of a sort of seafaring harp device. There'd been, people had seen this sort of vessel that had these big sort of dome on the top, and were, saying it was some sort of type of mobile harp on the water, if they've got that technology on land, I'm sure it isn't that hard to stick it on a boat.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, exactly.
No, sir.
So did you see this story? Go on. No, go on.
I was just going to say, like you say about, it's not hard to put it on a boat, but if they're using atmospheric, ways to use these things, then wouldn't need a boat either.
No.
Just a little comment there. Carry on.
So did you, the Pope is at the moment in Georgia. And he was speaking or having an event at some place in a stadium in Tbilisi, which was largely empty. Everybody stayed away.
Yeah. That's because they're Orthodox out there. They're not fucking Catholics.
So why is he going to a mostly Orthodox place?
He's on a recruitment drive. Obviously, numbers are down, so he's going to have to sort of do his best. Can't blame him for trying.
On sort of, because that was like a countrywide blank, wasn't it, towards the Pope? And a more personal blank I saw this week. I don't know whether or not it happened this week, but it happened recently where I think it might have been at the UN, you know, the General Assembly. There was a Dutch MP who was in the line of you know, other diplomats, and in comes Benjamin Netanyahu, and he's shaking everybody's hands, and this particular Dutch MP, as he came towards him, he just put his hands behind his back and went and just nodded to him, and Benjamin Netanyahu just sort of shrugs and just carries on. But then in the footage of, I think it's maybe Jerusalem Post footage, they've edited out that bit. So, you know, it doesn't show him up. Yeah, so good on the Dutch MP there for not...
I thought for a minute you were going to say put his hand up. Then he put it up to his nose and stuck his thumb on the end of his nose and wiggled his fingers.
Well, that's almost like a politician's version of that, though, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Just,
obviously everybody and his dog visited Jerusalem this week for the funeral of Shimon Peres. They were all there in the little skull caps. Interestingly, I didn't see Netanyahu with a skull cap on, though. Bush was there, Clinton was there, Obama, Tony Blair was there.
Of course.
David Cameron, Charlie Boy.
Ooh, the things you see when you've got your gun, eh?
Was he the last good one, or the only good one?
Wasn't
he the one that was assassinated?
I think they're trying to portray him as being...
Well, he brokered that deal with the Arafat, no, the 70s. 80s.
And also, there's a story came out, like, the day after he died, regarding him staving off Netanyahu's, like, attempts at, you know, attacking Iran.
Yeah.
He basically told him no. So whether or not that is true, and it's just trying to, you know, portray him in a better light, because you know, I think any Israeli prime minister of the current age there, they've all basically war criminals, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, although he did have dialogue with the Palestinians, notably Arafat and the likes of him, sort of thing, he did bomb the fuck out of Lebanon, didn't he? He annihilated fucking Lebanon.
Yeah.
Sure it did. He was having none of their sort of, because they were like peaceful and, you know, loving sort of, you know. I know somebody who was in Lebanon. I knew an older bloke who'd sort of worked in Lebanon. And he said it was the most beautiful place you'd ever seen in your life, you know, marble sort of lined avenues and, you know, tree lined avenues and all the rest of it. And after Israel was finished with it, it was rubble, basically. As our good friends from the Human League told us all about.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he hasn't. He's definitely got blood in his hands, so I'm sorry, but we can't say anything nice about you.
Yeah, it was Yitzhak Rabin who was assassinated because of his because of his stance on Israel-Palestine. He was quite sympathetic to the Palestinian issue. He was willing to talk and make headway there. And, oh dear, he got assassinated.
And he was succeeded by Peres.
Mm.
Took over and not a nice part of the world. I mean, particularly what's going on in Syria as well right now is just...
Was Peres the president up until he died?
No.
Is it?
No, he took ill, didn't he?
Right.
He left office through ill health. So. But he always kept his hand in, didn't he? He always kept sort of... he's definitely better than the latest incumbent, for sure. But, again, blood in his hands.
Well, the last few.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got Netanyahu, you've got... Barak, and you've got Olmert. Has he been sent to jail now for fraud? He was only there for a couple of years, wasn't he? Ehud Olmert.
Quick question.
Anywho.
Yep, go on.
In the UK, is the bank Wells Fargo functional? Do they have operations over there?
No, they may do under another name, but we don't have them on our high street.
They might be trading in London, but they're not a high street company now.
Okay. Okay. Didn't know about their status over there. They made an enormous splash in the news, and they've just been thieving kinds of illegal stuff. They've been using identity theft by their employees to open fake accounts, issue fake credit cards that people didn't ask for. Enormously shady. This is they're having, government hearings on all this now. And see, over here, Wells Fargo is one of those too big to fail banks.
Forfeit his bonus or his salary is like 41 million or something like that. Basically shamed into doing that, though, by that lady senator. Did you see the C-SPAN where she was just fucking laying into him? She is awesome.
There are some within the governmental, representatives system right now who are just beating these guys down about this stuff because it was just theft. There's nothing else to call it. It's not bad policy. It's theft, identity theft, theft of cash.
People were being signed up to accounts that they didn't know about and couldn't actually access because they didn't have any PIN codes.
Because it was done by bank staff just to move stuff around within their books to make it look like there's more business going on than what there actually was.
And employees who weren't towing the line were getting fired. Polanski, is it? A lady called Alice Polanski. She got she was a bit of a whistleblower. She got kicked out for not being told what to do. She's went, well, this is it. This is illegal. I'm not doing it. They went, well, you're fired.
Right. Yeah, no. I mean, this is just, this is when it comes to money news, financials over here in the U.S., this is big.
Wow.
They illegally repossessed over 400 vehicles that loans were held on by military members who were overseas in Iraq or Afghanistan. Go ahead.
Isn't it the case at the moment that there's like a subprime, similar to the subprime mortgages, there's a subprime loan bubble sort of going on at the moment that where people are just being given loans for cars in the same way that they were given loans for mortgages, where you know it's obvious that they're not going to be paying. Right. There was a thing that I was watching where there was one particular car, and in the space of like 3 years, it had been sold and repossessed about 10 times.
Yeah,
and it was like just a shit, crazy. It was a shit car as well.
Yeah.
This week it's
a mess. It's a total mess.
I watched the Big Short. Have you seen that, Swami?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No, haven't seen that one.
But check it out. It's on Netflix. It's about the run up to the financial crash, and there was a couple of people that had figured out that it was basically set up to fail, and they were betting on the fact that it was going to fail, and
made lots of money,
made shitloads of cash out.
But it was a very sad way to make that cash, because they knew that in order to win on this financial position, millions have to lose.
Yeah.
Well, just talking there about Wells Fargo, over here, the big news is Deutsche Bank, the German bank, where an Italian judge has convicted the Deutsche Bank of fraud. This could be something we might want to talk about after the break. Should we go to the halfway song?
I've got loaded up as we were singing and discussing before. Julie Andrews, as it's her birthday as well. Happy birthday, Julie. How old is Julie today? Sorry. She must be 81.
Okay, so more about Deutsche Bank and more bongs after the break.
Here we go. Here's the tune.
In every job that must be done, there is
Remember to refresh the page.
You find the fun and snap. The job's a game. And every task you undertake becomes a piece of cake, a lark, a spree. It's very clear to see that a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. The medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way. A robin feathering his nest has very little time to rest while gathering his bits of twine and twig. Though quite intent in his pursuit, he has a merry tune to toot. He knows a song will move the job along. For a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, the medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way. The nectar from the flowers to the comb never tire of ever buzzing to and fro, because they take a little nip from every flower that they sip, and hence they find